Hi, it's August the 3rd and the third day of the Dog Days of Podcasting. Return podcasters from last year know that when we ended up the Dog Days, Ken and I were soon to be grandparents. You also know that it was unexpected, and I never expected to be a grandmother at the age of 50, but it was coming whether we were ready or not, and the baby and our 19-year-old daughter Savannah would live with us. Well, you all knew it was coming that I had to talk about Miss Gracie, so tonight's the night. Baby Grace, we call her Gracie, was due on October the 21st, which was Savannah's birthday. She came over a week late. Savannah and I headed to the hospital at 1 a.m., and she was born the next afternoon. Besides the doctor, I was actually the first one to see her full head of hair, and I know that sounds kind of awkward, but it was actually kind of cool. Like I told Savannah, what happens in the delivery room stays in the delivery room. So if you fast forward to now, it has been a huge adjustment, but we're doing okay. Gracie is a precious little girl, and she has Ken, a.k.a. Pop Pop, wrapped around her little finger. So we have her 3 to 4 days a week, from about 6:30 till 9, and then various other times when Savannah's got something to do. And sometimes it can be a little bit tiring, and today was one of those days. It was a long day. Gracie's standing, she's crawling, she's trying to walk, she's talking, she's getting into everything, and today she was attached to my hip. So at this point in the evening, I cannot get my focus past that little smiling or crying, whichever it was, face. So I'm going to give you an acrostic poem with her name, Gracie. And I know I'm reverting back to my teaching days, but here goes. So Gracie. G is for gregarious. She loves her people, her family, the people she knows. She's always so glad to see you. She just grins. And her face lights up when she sees somebody, and everyone loves that, especially my 82-year-old dad, who has been fascinated by her. And she loves other babies. Someday when she goes to daycare, she is going to have a blast. Miss Gracie is remarkable for R and rambunctious. Every day she does something new, and she proves herself to be quite remarkable. And she is so rambunctious. She has never-ending energy that is a challenge every day. She is adorable for A. And I know some of you have seen her on Facebook. And she really is cute. I know she's mine, but she is very adorable. And she's even more so in person when she gives you that smile. And now she's doing this little backwards wave to say hi or bye to people. So she's quite adorable. She is captivating for C. And this one applies especially to Ken, or Pop Pop. He's not used to babies. He's never been around them, like, for his whole life. So this has been a truly new experience for him. And he has done a fantastic job. So watching her learn and grow just captivates him. And he watches her and enjoys every moment of it. I is for intense. When she was a baby, a little baby, she would stare at you with this. Her eyes were just dark and this intense stare, like she was actually trying to take a picture to have in her brain forever. And as she's grown up, she's still quite intense. And when she works, like she's really working hard to stand up or try to figure something out or put a block in a hole or whatever she's trying to do, she's so intense that she puts her tongue out the whole time she's working. While she's trying to grasp that new concept, her tongue is sticking out the whole time. It's funny. And last but not least, she is endearing. This is definitely a new stage in her life, and it is often stressful. But this gregarious, remarkable, adorable, captivating, intense, and endearing little bundle of sugar and spice has endeared herself into all of our hearts. That's it for tonight. Have a good day, and we'll talk tomorrow. Bye. This is Creative Commons License Attribution Share Alike Version 3.0 Unported.